With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the U.S. has reached a trade agreement with Japan. In a post on Truth Social, the president announced a 15% tariff on Japan's exports to the U.S. He added the country will also invest $550 billion into the U.S. in what he called perhaps the largest deal ever made. The president endorses the re-election of South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds. Bob Agnew reports.
Rounds is expected to seek re-election next year, although he has yet to officially announce his candidacy. The president's early endorsement may be an effort to underscore that he's put his previous disagreement with Rounds aside. Back in 2022, Rounds drew Trump's ire when he said the 2020 election had been fair. At the time, the president called Rounds a jerk and vowed never to endorse him again. Now Trump writes on Truth Social, "Mike Rounds has my complete and total endorsement for re-election. He will never let you down." Bob Agner reporting.
The president's Golden Dome missile defense project is gaining additional funding. Lawmakers in the House voted to pass the Department of Defense Appropriations Act, which includes roughly $13 billion for advanced initiatives to support the dome, in addition to the $24.4 billion in funding that was included in the Big Beautiful Bill. Golden Dome expected to protect the skies by intercepting missile attacks. It has a three-year timeline for completion. Columbia University is disciplining over 70 students involved in recent anti-Israel protest. The school announced Tuesday the students would face punishments ranging from two-year suspensions to expulsion. The punishment stems from a pro-Hamas takeover of the university's library back in May and another that took place during alumni weekend last year. This comes as the Trump administration is withholding millions in federal grants from Columbia for failing to address persistent harassment of Jewish students. This is SRN News. Florida's abortion ban is working, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Critics of the repeal of Roe v. Wade say it won't stop abortion in the U.S. Supporters of the decision say its purpose was only to allow pro-life states to act on their beliefs, and the numbers indicate that the supporters have it right. The latest from Florida, where the procedure is banned as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, indicates that abortions are down 40%. Other pro-life states are reporting similar declines in their abortion rates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's tightening its grip on Christians. The communist government restricting what believers can do in worship services, requiring them to use hymnals that are full of songs glorifying the regime and spreading propaganda. Pastor sermons are also being scrutinized, and government churches are being ordered to remove images of Christ and replace them with pictures of Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. Another record day for Wall Street.
Wall Street inched up to another record. That came as General Motors and other companies gave updates on how much President Donald Trump's tariffs are hurting or helping them. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday, beating the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 179 points. It's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.4%. GM dropped 8.1% despite reporting a better profit than expected. The automaker said it still expects to see a $4 to $5 billion hit this year because of tariffs. Seth Sutel, New York.
The tire from a monster truck broke off the vehicle and wrecked cars at an event in Bremerton, Washington over the weekend. The truck performed a jump and then came down on the front left wheel, which broke off, bounced over a fence, and into a parking lot. No one was hurt, but several cars were damaged. One was smashed. Track safety now under review. More details at SRNnews.com.